The True False Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's festival selections in a series, True False Conversations. I'm Christopher Husted. Nina Simone was an icon in her own right. As a jazz and blues singer, her rich, distinct voice and convincing lyrics helped set the tone of the civil rights movement in the 1960s. But the new film, What Happened, Miss Simone, takes an intimate look into the life of an unfamiliar Nina Simone as the woman who experienced the consequences of fame, love, and mental illness. KBIA's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson spoke with the film's director, Liz Garbus, about the complex life of Miss Nina Simone.
So why tell the story now of all times?
As it turns out, you know, Nina's music has never stopped being relevant. You know, Nina, in an interview in the late 80s, said, you know, that her civil rights music, wasn't relevant anymore because there was no civil rights movement. But I think we could disagree with Nina and say that while the movement may not be as organized and as strong as it one that is back then, her music is, you know, so relevant today. And I think especially bringing it back, you know, we were in the edit room, you know, editing in footage of tanks going down the streets in the 1960s, you know, clearing away protesters while the protests were going on in Ferguson. So, you know, the relevance is very clear.
The film touched on, you know, being alone, and it talked about mental illness, and it also just talked about the journey of fame. Why did you pick those specific themes?
My guiding principle in the film was to find as much of Nina talking about her life and her life story as I possibly could. And so my goal was to listen to Nina and listen to the things. You know, when you spend dozens of hours listening to someone talk about their life, they return to certain issues over and over. And you can feel from them what are the kind of tentpole events of their lives. And so in listening to Nina, I understood, you know, what were the big struggles of her life? What were the big triumphs of her life? The struggles were, you know, with her husband and manager who was very violent, but also she was incredibly dependent on and loved very much, you know, her struggle with activism and the civil rights movement, her feeling that it needed to be a more, you know, aggressive militant movement than it was. And then her feeling that, you know, the civil rights movement had failed and her sort of rejection of the United States. You know, these were big themes in her life. Of course, fame and being on the road was something that was psychologically oppressed on her. And it became, you know, she kind of loved and hated performing at the same time. So all of these things were things she focused on that we then focused on.
What are your hopes that the audience takes away from your particular film this time around?
I think Nina's an inspirational individual. You know, she put it all on the mat, right? You know, when she believed in something, she dedicated her entire being to it at the cost of her personal life, at the cost of her professional success. And while some might say that price is too high, some might say that price is just right, you know, for what you believe in. So I think it's a very high bar for commitment and for artistic creation, and I think we can, you know, all kind of learn something from that about, you know, our own priorities. I'm not saying she was a model, you know, had a model life we'd all want to live. She had a lot of struggle and a lot of suffering, but her commitment to her art and to her people is inspirational.
That was Liz Garbus talking about her film, What Happened to Miss Simone, with KBIA's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. I'm Christopher Husted. Check out the full interviews, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversation series at kbia.org.